Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue in our current series of studies, The Personal Glories of the Lord. And today on the broadcast, we wish to consider the glory of His coronation, the glory of His crowning. Our Lord Jesus Christ was first known as the coming King to Mary. We're going to coordinate the references to Him as King. We'll go to the Old Testament for prophecies to find the exact time of His coronation, or of His coronation, rather. He was not crowned while He was here on earth, only with a crown of thorns. But He's going to be crowned with the crowns of glory, the diadems of glory. When will it be? We're going to try to establish that on the broadcast today. Now, the first hint that our Lord Jesus Christ was going to be a king was to Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 30 to 33, when the angel Gabriel appeared to her. We read there, "And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." This is the first hint that the coming Messiah was ready to come and that he would be occupying the throne of David. Now in Matthew chapter 2, the wise men knew that he was a king. We read there, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him." Now I ask you the question, how did these wise men know that this was the birth of the King of the Jews? It had to be a miraculous revelation to them. And they said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" This was sometime after the announcement to Mary. Now, he was known as a coming king in that day, but of course not at the time of his coronation. That is, it was not the time for his coronation. He was a king by birth. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Now, about the next time that we have a reference to him as king, he has begun his public ministry. Just begun it, as a matter of fact, in John chapter 1. John the Baptist introduced some of the disciples of his disciples to the Lord Jesus, and they became the disciples of the Lord Jesus. They sought out each other, and they said, "We have found the Messiah." Philip sought for Nathanael and brought him to the Lord. And as the Lord saw him coming, he said, "Behold, a man in whom is no guile," an Israelite in whom is no guile. And we read that Nathanael saith unto him, "Whence knowest thou me?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." Nathanael answered and said unto him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." Now, why did he say this? I have a private opinion. I think that Nathanael was under that fig tree praying to God. And the Lord Jesus Christ, in his omniscience, heard him. He knew exactly what Nathanael was saying. And when he said to Nathanael, "Before that Philip called you, when you were under that fig tree, I saw you," he knew immediately, this can be no other than God. There was no person nearer. This one that could tell him this had to be omniscient. He was God, and he calls him that. He says, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." Now his disciples all knew that he was the coming king. even at that juncture in his life, in his ministry. Now, Christ presented himself as king in his earthly ministry just before the fatal crucifixion of our Lord Jesus. We read in Luke chapter 19, verse 28, and when they had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in the which, at your entering, ye shall find a colt tied whereon never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither to me. They did as they were told. Jesus was placed on the little animal, and they went along, and as they went along, they spread their clothes in the way, and when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and to praise God with a loud voice for the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven, glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude saith unto them, Him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you, that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Now this was in response to the prophecy of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, he is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Now, if they had known their scriptures, they would have realized that he was coming exactly as Zechariah said he would come 5 centuries before this day, when he rode into Jerusalem. But he was not received as king. The time of his coronation had not yet come. Now, when Christ was crucified, he was crucified as a king, we said before on the broadcast. He was crowned with a crown of thorns. But over his head was written, this superscription was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. The complete statement by comparing the Gospels, This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Yes, but their king was on a cross, wearing only a crown of thorns. This was not the time of his coronation. He was rejected, and he went back to heaven. Now, we're going to see our Lord Jesus Christ come in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, as he comes to subdue the kingdoms of the earth. When he comes to subdue the kingdoms of the earth, it will be the time of the marriage supper of the Lamb. We read in verse 7, Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Now, after the marriage supper of the Lamb, we read in verse 11, And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he make war, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Now, farther down in the chapter, we read, And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and that with it he should smite the nations, and should rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, notice the place where this was written. It was upon his vesture, upon his thigh. The crown was not yet upon his head, and would not yet be upon his head, until he had conquered all his enemies, those that have opposed him. Now, we do read in Psalm chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, the time of his coronation. After he conquers the world, the opposing world, I mean the world in its strictest sense, the world aligned against him. After he had conquered them, we read in Psalm chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, after the there and the opening verses of that psalm, the unsaved, the unredeemed, his enemies ridicule him. But we read of God in his reaction to their ridicule, verse 5, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure, God the Father, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. There is the place of the coronation, in Zion, when, after all his enemies have been conquered. What a time when Christ is crowned. Now, he was said to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but it was upon his thigh. This time it's going to be on his blessed brow, and he's going to be coronated, crowned the time of his coronation in Jerusalem, if you please, before he reigns in the millennial reign. Now, in Matthew chapter 25, we see him acknowledged as king and having the right to wear the crown. After he is crowned, after his coronation, we read in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, crowned, if you please, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne in his glory. And behold, before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now, you notice who's speaking? Then shall the king, he has been crowned now, the king shall say unto you, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. At last, he is crowned, and he sets the sheep nations aside and the goat nations aside. The goat nations shall go into perdition. The sheep nations are those that favored him. The king shall answer and say to the sheep nations, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. You showed your kindnesses unto me. Now we have the character of the kingdom in the 11th chapter of the book of Isaiah. We will not have time to read it, but we will only quote the fact that in his kingdom, the lion will eat straw like an ox. The cow and the bear will feed together. The kid and the leopard will lie down together. And the child shall play on the hole of the asp. Peace shall reign in this world at last for 1,000 years, and he will wear that crown of glory so well. Our Father, today we thank you that the crown is crowning day is coming, that our Lord Jesus is going to receive his rightful place. He was crowned first with a crown of thorns, but now with the diadems of glory, and we thank you for it. In his name, amen.